This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. The Supreme Court, as you just heard on NPR, has ruled to ensure that Texas will be using the 2025 redistricting map for its midterm congressional elections. However, it does not guarantee Republican control of the House next year, as President Trump sought by pressing for Texas to redistrict in the first place. Our Andrew Schneider explains why.
Texas moved to redistrict its congressional map mid-decade, set off a nationwide arms race to redistrict by both parties. Travis Crum is a law professor at Washington University in St. Louis.
The signal that gets sent with this case is going to reverberate in the legal challenges to California, future legal challenges to other mid-decade redistricting maps that are being filed across the country.
In addition to California, Democrats in Virginia and Maryland are considering mid-decade redistricting to counter Texas. Republican states that have followed Texas' lead include Missouri and North Carolina. I'm Andrew Schneider in Houston.
In a statement, Houston area State Representative Gene Wu, who led fellow Democrats during their walkout from a special legislative session over redistricting this summer, said he was, quote, angry about the legal defeat. Meanwhile, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, who appealed a lower court ruling blocking the map, said the Supreme Court decision is a, quote, massive win for Texas. Houston police are searching for two suspects after a 40-year-old man was found shot to death inside of a taco truck late last night. Authorities say the man had been closing up for the evening when he was shot multiple times. This happened between Airline Drive and the North Freeway. Authorities say this happened just before midnight. There's little information about what led up to the attack. The two suspects, though, were wearing ski masks and drove away in a white sedan. Officers are currently working through surveillance footage. And over 90,000 cubic yards of sand has been added to West Galveston Beach since early October. This is part of a project to